ॐ श्रीपां परतरं विष्णु शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवर्णं ध्याये सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् ॐ शान्ति 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 We're going to be looking at a lot of sutras today, but I think that we'll start with the Vel Sindhi, so some of the people are here just for the Sindhi, and then they can leave if they don't want to stay. Okay, so pull out the Vel Sindhi. I'm going over these Vel Sindhis slowly and in detail, not using the sutras initially. When we get to the sutras, we'll do all of the sutras for these Vel Sindhis, but I want to make sure that the Vel Sindhis and the Visarga Sindhis, consonant Sindhis, are memorized. Okay? You forgot to do one thing. Are you a little bit? Let's do the Maheshwara. Let's do this. Okay? Together? Okay. Ready? Ayam Rilakeyam Ayau Chayavara Lam Nyamangananam Chabanj Karadash Jabagadadash Kapat Chatata Chatata Kapai Shasasara Hal. Sorry. Ayam Rilakeyam Ayau Chayavarat Lam Nyamangananam Jabagadash Jabagadadash Ka pa cha ka ta cha ta ta ka pai sha sa sa hao iti maheshwarana sutrana. Okay, good. You know, I remember I used to even I knew these backwards and forwards for some years, and then for some years I didn't do panini. So I started panini again when I went to Coimbatore a couple of years ago. So I remember walking up and down the path. Are you really? See, until you get it, just, you know, it's got to be just there. It has to be, the whole thing has to be one piece in your mind. You know, just like the Vibhaktis and all of that. And you just express this. And it's fun. It's so nice, isn't it? It's a nice sound. So. Okay. Let's look again at these Vel Sindhis. One thing, the way, this is what Swami Brahma Prakashananda, who I've been sitting putting in with lately, she actually has arranged it in this way very nicely, and one of her students, Shankar, has taken good notes and arranged it in this form. So, if you notice, last week we did Dirgha Sindhi and Guna Sindhi. These are how these Sindhis are referred to. It's almost like they're technical term. I should just be able to say this is Guna Sindhi, this is Visarga Sindhi, this is Dirgha Sindhi, this is Yen Sindhi, this is Vriddhi Sindhi, and you know what that means. You know, so I don't have to repeat the Sindhi every time. So we went over the Dirgha Sindhi and the Guna Sindhi. Let's look at the Vriddhi, okay? We'd also gone over the first two sutras. Everybody's listened to the class?
Yes. I actually had a quick question about the Dirgha Guna Sindhi.
Okay.
Which was, you know, in the simple vowel plus simple vowel, the first one.
Yeah.
The it really is only an but not all the 18 forms of or e or anything like that. Or is it savarna?
Savarna.
So it's all 18 forms of.
Well.
But technically, you know, like ka.
No, look at. Let me remind you of something. Remember the very first sutra, Vriddhi Adaich?
Right.
Everybody remember? Mm-hmm. That, remember the Aht? Mm-hmm. If I break the Sindhi, Vriddhi Aht Aich. Mm-hmm. That takara on the Aht is a sutra, is a technical, is an it letter, that tells you that you don't take all of the savarna in terms of length. You only take
awe.
Not awe, not Pluta. Only awe. You can take, it will include all of the other Savarna letters that have to do with Anudatta, Udatta, Swarita, and the nasalization. Kristen, you can go anytime and realize that there's so much Sanskrit. It's going to be, okay. But I'm going to teach her Sanskrit. She really wants to learn. She's studying Ayurveda, my niece. And she'll get into astrology too. So I'm going to teach her the script and how to, so by the time she leaves here in 10 days, she'll have the script and you'll know a little bit of what we're talking about. Anyway, you can listen for a while and just understand what Sanskrit sounds like. Okay. So, the very first sutra, Vriddhi Ot, the Terkara there tells you that it's only that kala. The Terkara only limits it according to time. Yeah. All the Savarna letters that don't have to do with time, like the swaras, right, and the nasalization are included, but the time is limited. So if we have Vriddhi, in the definition of Vriddhi letters are A, because ah and aich, ayouch, right? The pratyahara aich, ayouch. So ah, I, ow are the Vriddhi letters. Then adeng gunaha, at, short, right? Because of the takara. We'll see that sutra today, the takara sutra. But the at limits it to short though all of the other Savarna letters are included. So at eng, aeong, so a aeo are the guna letters. Okay. So now when they say guna sandhi, it's going to be the sandhi that are going to require guna. Okay. And the vriddhi is going to require vriddhi. Okay. So let's look at the vriddhi. Everybody with me now? Is your question answered?
I don't know. I'm not sure. So it means that it really is only a or a that's being referenced in the Dirgha Sandhi, along with the length has to be a, but along with the nasalization.
Oh, I see. Okay, let's look at the Dirgha Sandhi again here. Notice how it's written just in English, because we're not using a sutra. We're just how we teach this in English. If you have an or an ah, right, followed by an or ah, in any combination, the dirgha letter is what is replaced. So, for instance, if I have ah plus ah, that will only go to ah. If I had ah plus ah, that will also go only to ah, or ah, or ah plus ah. In any combination, it's going to be replaced by the dirgha.
But the rules on the left side only apply as though there is a takara at the end of a. So it's only for a or for a. It does not include, for instance, the pluta.
It does. It includes all the Savarna letters.
Okay.
I thought we were talking. I was talking about guna and vriddhi that have the takara. So do you see what she's saying? If I look at this a. This has 18 forms. Right? We don't really use the pluta.
Right.
It's not
right.
Pluta is not going to come up, so that'll take some of the forms off. Right. So it'll really be only 4 forms. But technically it's 18 forms. Yes, it will include all 18 forms, which means you have to add the nasalization. So that's 2. That's 2 forms, and then each one of these, right, is going to have a long form and a pluta form. And it's going to have a nasalized long form and a nasalized pluta form. Oops, I'm going to make an O there. Okay. And, so that's 6. And then each one of these can be any swara. Udatta, anudatta, and anudatta. That's 18 forms. So 18 forms plus 18 forms in any combination is going to always result in the 2 matra.
But so we can have a rule like, plus ang will be ang.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Though it's not really going to come up. But still, technically, yeah. Yeah. Unless there was a takara limited to... Well, there won't be a takara in this one. You clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guna sandhi we did. Okay. For those of you who have learned the Guna-Vriddhi chart, sometimes the Guna and Vriddhi Sandhi are confusing, because you would think that if you learned it in the old way, just not using the sutras, you would have learned that. This is just a little technical point, because students will get confused with this if you're going between Panini and you have to make this clear. Technically, this A is composed of, it's a diphthong, and its components are A and E, right? The components here for I are A and E, right? So technically, if you had a sandhi, an A coming together with an E, or E for that matter, it would make any difference. Your mind wants to make this into a vriddhi, because these are the components of a vriddhi. But in Guna and Vriddhi Sandhi, that is not so. There's a differentiation that's made here. So that's what I want. I don't want you to get the Guna Vriddhi chart mixed up with the Guna and Vriddhi Sandhi. So, okay? So let me... Somebody, have I confused you, or?
That's a good point.
No, I never thought.
It's a good point. Carry on. I'll say how confused I am.
It's just something to notice. If you're doing Panini, this isn't going to be a problem. But it is a problem if you teach the Guna Vriddhi chart, like I've always done.
Yeah.
Right? Then you have to make this clear.
Okay.
So let's take a look at. We went over the Guna Sandhi, but let's just look at a couple of them. Just so if you have an A or A in this Guna Sandhi plus E or E, the long, it will go to A. So that means A plus E will also go to A, right? Mm-hmm. Then if you have A or A plus U or U, that will go to O. Same problem if you're thinking of the Guna Vriddhi chart, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now say you have A and A. We have a sutra for this we'll be seeing today, why this is so. There's no longer a letter left, right, to replace. We don't have a diphthong here. It's going to be utter. Okay. And then here, A plus whatever, ill, O. That's the Guna Sandhi. So a simple, when R-A is the first member, right, R-A is the first member, followed by a simple vowel, basically, we get the, these are the Guna letters that we get. Okay? Is everybody clear on that?
Yeah.
Let's look at Vriddhi Sandhi. Now we're moving into new territory. We didn't do this last week. So say same thing now. A-A plus the Guna letter. And the Vriddhi letter. Okay. R-A plus Guna letter A. Mm-hmm. R-A plus Guna letter O. R-A plus Vriddhi letter I. R-A plus Vriddhi letter O. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Then it's going to take, as a replacement, the Vriddhi letter. Right, so you have to make this distinction here, put the Guna Vriddhi chart aside. But you still appreciate the logic.
Yeah.
Right?
So nobody ever caught that there was a difference between the actual composition of the letter and the Sandhi rule that tells you what letter to replace.
Yeah, that's why, unless you make that differentiation, you can get confused. Mm-hmm. But if they didn't do that, then almost everything would just become a Vriddhi letter.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. So...
This is such a nice layout.
It's very
really
nice.
Clear.
So clean. She's got the examples and everything. It's beautiful.
Done. I know.
A lot of the stuff that we'll be handing out is what she's done with Shankar, her very good student, who has put it all in, formatted it so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's look at this. R-A plus A would be the Vriddhi I. R-A plus O. Vriddhi O. R-A plus I. See that?
Mm-hmm.
We could write this differently. She didn't write it differently, so that we could have examples. You could just put I, A and I here. You could put O and L here. We'll take the Vriddhi. So the Guna and Vriddhi will take the Vriddhi. Another thing important to notice is that this guna in Bridhi Sandhi only occurs when Ara is the first member, right? We did the Sabarna Sandhi. Dirga Sandhi is also sometimes called Sabarna Sandhi. But with the Dirga Sandhi, then it's replaced with the long letter. So guna and Vridhi. Now we need to do the Yen Sandhi. And if you notice the logic, you know, I mean, it's not a big deal, but I enjoy it all. Here you have the simple vowels on your right, followed by Savarna, same simple vowel. Here you have Ara on your left, and then left on your left, followed by simple vowels, and then followed by Guna Vridhi. Okay? Now you have to have, we have something left over. We have all of the simple vowels now that we have to do on the left. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have to do Guna Vridhi on the left side, right? Everybody see? So let's just take a look at this. It's called Yan Sandhi. What is Yan? The Pratyahara Yan. Semivowels. Hayavarat, get rid of that. You know, get rid of the half.
Semivowels.
Hayavarat, lan. Right? Hayavarat, lan, yan. So we're all together on this? This is great, Jenny. My board is really nice. this is how, so the Yen Sandhi means what? Yen is going to be the replacement. Semi-vowel will be a replacement. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here,
this is how we used to teach it all the time.
E or E. Savarna. Okay. Plus dissimilar vowel. Right? Any dissimilar vowel.
I used to always just say this, DS.
So, E or E, followed by a dissimilar vowel, goes to Y plus the dissimilar vowel. So, say, if we use as the prototype, as the example. So, if it goes to Y plus the dissimilar vowel, it would be Y or Yo or whatever. Whatever that dissimilar vowel happens to be. Fair for everybody. Mm-hmm. So now if we take the next one, ooh or ooh, this little vowel goes to va.
We have to fix that shaking there.
Obviously, right? Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. What we're going to be seeing in the Sandhi rules.
Oh, I did that wrong.
Okay. What we're going to be seeing is in the sutras is we have to understand really why of the semi-vowels, ya is the replacement for e, and va is the replacement for u, and ra is the replacement for fa. You know? Why is it? Why is that so? So we'll have to look into that. But one, we'll look at it in terms of the sandhis. I mean, it's in terms of the sutras. But this is how I used to teach it in English, and when I was just not teaching it with Panini. If you have E plus a dissimilar vowel, and I used to always use as the example, and you say them together, oops, ia, right? Uwa, 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 which is what is actually the proper pronunciation. Bwa. Actually, for some of you may not have been here, I've always taught and been taught like this with this letter va. that the va also has the pronunciation wa, va, wa, right? And that it's pronounced as va when it's surrounded by vowels, like body. But if it's in a conjunct consonant, except for a semi-vowel, it will get the pronunciation of wa, like swarupa, right? If it's with a semi-vowel, it'll stay va, like vyapti, V-Y, vyapti. But if it's with a consonant, if the va is with a consonant that's not a semi-vowel, it will take the wa sound. So that's how we teach it. That's also how it's usually handled. If you hear at least a Tamilian speaker, which are most of the people I know in India are Tamilian, but you'll always see this variation of going from va to wa. But when I was talking to Swami Brahma Prakashananda, she said, you know, this is actually a dentolabial, dental labial sound. That's what wa is. It's dental labial. So how do you make it? Wa, wa. See where your lip goes there? Wa, wa. So the lip goes back to the teeth. That's what makes it the dental part of it. And wa is, so wa, wa. So it's right there in between. And nobody had ever taught me that. It's just an interesting little tidbit there for wa. And that should be correct also, because why would they label it dentolabial, right?
So really, the pronunciation really doesn't change depending
on the Sanskrit. Oshtavya is the Sanskrit for that. What?
So the pronunciation is constant. It really doesn't change when it's surrounded, but it should remain constantly wa no matter.
Well, you should just know that and know that it does change. Just in classical Sanskrit, depending upon who's talking, be ready for it to go from va to wa all the time. But just technically, to understand this is just a refinement. And usually that you won't be hearing it that way. And even for me, you won't be hearing it that way because I have too many years of doing it the other way. Swamiji goes from va to wa.
That's why I think most Indians initially cannot distinguish between wa and wa. I used to get made fun of because I used to say very funny instead of very funny. And, you know, it took me a while to...
Yeah, exactly. Because for us, they're two separate letters.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. It's like our problem with ka and pa, you know. Or even our problems with the aspirate, non-aspirate. Mm-hmm. For an Indian ear, there's no... An aspirate is an aspirate, a non-aspirate. There are separate letters. And for us, they just aren't. You know, we have to have a really refined ear for that. And also for the lingual and the dental, you know. So, now that's good to know. I can use that as an example. All right, everybody okay with this then? So, here. Obviously, right, that ra will be the replacement. Ura, la, is the replacement. Okay, so we'll see the sutras that actually tell us this. And the sutras will, there's an actual sutra that says that you either replace according to the order that is listed in the sutra, or if there's not an order in the sutra, listed in the sutra, then you'll do it by sabarna. What is the closest letter? So the first thing to take into account would be the asya. The asya is the stanum, you know, where the letter is made. And here, this is what? Talu. You know, palatal. U is what? Murdanya. Lingual. Ora? Osha. Dentosha. Just ora? Lingual. Murdanya. Dental.
And that's why on the left side it cannot really be because there is no yan corresponding to
That's right. And if it's on the left, or ah, it's going to be guna sandhi or vriddhi sandhi.
Right.
Do everybody get this? Do you
have it? I got it.
Wow. That's so good. Okay.
And then also in vriddhi sandhi there is no ra for a deep
sandhi. Well, actually, there is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't I write it down?
Yes.
I was taught that there was.
But, oh, right, and then
but there's now there's a problem about the dirga for ill. That maybe technically that is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also that ill, I also learned to pronounce it le. The little r sign sound in it. She says no. But I learned ra l ra l. She says no. It's not right. She used to pronounce it that way too, because I've heard it on the tape, so that means that she's learned something from the pundits that she's been working with. She does have a number of people that she works with. Because when you're going through the sutras, there's always something you don't understand. And you'll even go to the pundit, they won't get it either, they'll go to another pundit. It's like that. It's really a maze. It's a, you know, and I'm maybe, what did I say? I like the way you said it, Penny. I have a very thin veneer. Mm. You know, so I don't have that depth, but you know, doesn't matter for now. So if you see here, it says, please note here, here is replaced by, etc. Mm-hmm. The vowel that follows remains unchanged. Is everybody clear on this Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next page. We'll finish the vowel Sunday today and then do the sutras. Okay. What we have left, now notice here, now we've done the dirga, mm-hmm. we've done on the left, mm-hmm. now we've done the simple vowels on the left, now we're going to do the guna vriddhi on the left, okay? Let's just line them up here. A, I, O, ow. Now this is something, a difference to note here. This is any vowel, not a dissimilar vowel. Mm-hmm. Any vowel including itself, right? That's just a little point to know. So followed by any vowel, all of them are the same. So this is, no, do you see it here? Ayava Sandhi. See how it says Ayava Sandhi?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see in the sutra exactly what that means. There's an Ayava Sutra. Maybe we might get to it today. And you'll see, let's look at the replacements first, and then we'll see how that Ayava makes sense. Or, oh, shit. I wanted it the way she did it.
I was going to say something, but you know.
It's better this way. It just makes a point. And also follows the sutras more clearly. Guna, A-L, Vidhi, I-L. Okay? What happens? This is the Ayava, Ayava. This changes to, yeah, plus vowel. This changes to O. Should make sense.
It's great.
There's a beautiful logic here, right? What is A composed of? That's what, knowing these little things make the logic so nice, right? What is O composed of? This is a place where the guna vriddhi chart does really work, right? What is I? What is L? Okay. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is the semi vowel, the yin, for E? Same. Yeah. So, I. For U? E? That's it.
So those are called semi-vowel equivalents on the right.
I've always called these semi-vowel equivalents. That was my name. That's how they used it when they taught me when I wasn't, before I was learning Punin, semi-vowel equivalents. You know. And so...
We're not calling it that anymore, though.
Well, we are when I'm teaching in English, but if we're going to learn the Punini, you'll call it Ayavasandhi, because there's a sutra for this. We'll look at that sutra, and we might get to it today. Called the Ayavasandhi Sutra. So you can see in the I and the Av. You see the I and the Av in Ayavas. Yeah. Okay, now let's look. I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this one. Let's look at our the chart here. And I'm going to get rid of this top part. Let's look at the line, just make sure this is clear. If I have, like in verb formation, the first gana, if I have the root ni, well, it's just, for those of you, I'll just bring back your memory. If you have the verb ni, which means to lead, right, in the first gana, in the first conjugation, ni takes guna and goes to
ne,
plus the gana sign, conjugational sign, Now we have the situation, a plus a. So we have to apply, right, a plus a. We have to apply the Ayavasandhi. And so that means then that a will have to be replaced by a plus a plus the affix t, if you remember, naya t. He or she leads. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Okay, let's look at the next one. Boo. Another first guna. Boo, to be, to become. What happens to boo? Takes guna.
Boo.
Plus a. Goes to Ayavasandhi. Bhavati. Oh, this is nice. She's using me again to lead. And there is what's called an ukka affix. The ukka affix, which you'll be learning when you learn the crit affixes, the ukka affix here will require vriddhi. Okay? So that means if it requires vriddhi, me has to go to what?
Nine.
Yeah. Plus this affix. Okay. Then we've got I plus a. Ayavasandhi. What is the replacement for I? I.
Naya.
What's that? Naya.
Naya. Long
A. I plus any vowel. Okay. Nayikaha. You see how that breaks down?
What does that mean?
Leader.
A leader.
A leader, yeah. Here's another one. I actually think that the root here... I think the root is cool. It needs to purify. You just look this up to make sure of the root, right? Yeah, the root is pu. It's a fourth apmanapada. But we're adding the ukka affix to it. I'm pretty sure that I heard you talking to Penny. I'm almost positive that the ukka is a primary crit affix. Uh-huh. I have a slightest little doubt that's just come in from the side. And the doubt is that usually the crit affects is only caused guna. They don't usually cause vriddhi. So now I'm saying,
so
could that
be a secondary derivation?
It could be, because I don't know why is it causing vriddhi there, so I can look that up.
I think that there are some that cause...
There's some crits that cause vriddhi?
I think
guna,
so. Because
this should be, in my mind, that akka is a crit. And then I'm thinking, why is that vriddhi there? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so we can look it up.
Yeah,
that
would be fun to read.
Yeah, okay. So pu means it's a fourth atmanepada as a root, which is irrelevant now because we're making a... we're making a noun out of it. Pu means to pure, to make pure.
Okay.
So here it's going to take that same akka affix, which enjoins vriddhi. Okay. Right. Sorry. What's the vriddhi of u?
Au.
Au plus ba. In fact, this word just came in one of our texts that we were doing. I think it's in Hastamalaka. Pavaka. Purifier. Pavaka. Oh, you want the Visargana?
Mm-hmm. I should have the Visargana.
It would be this. It would go. Yeah. If we were declining it.
Yeah.
Okay. Does everybody see this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want to show... notice that the examples that she gave for these are internal sandhi.
Right.
Right? So, there is a sandhi that often takes place. Let's see if... Did she talk about this here? Yeah. Good. Good, she has both of them. There are some exceptions to this, and also what we call vibhasha. Vibhasha means, you know, when you can do it either way.
Mm-hmm.
To this ayavasandhi. So, can I erase this and we can use our notes here? And someone show what those are. Then after this, we do this, we'll take a little break. Just in case you need some more time.
Yeah. We need to move close.
And yeah. Move close, okay. What time is it?
10:10.
Okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
We're okay for now. Okay, this will only be another 10 minutes or so. There's a rule, this comes up all of the time, actually. If you have an A or an O as the first member, the last letter of a word, like what examples, like she uses this muniye from the word muni, this would be the dative singular, muniye, followed by a word that begins with a, muniye annam, okay, food for the muni, food for the sage, annam is food, or say you have an o, word that ends in an O. This happens in Visarga Sandhi all the time, right? Because Visarga will, so often, Visarga followed by short A, right? A Visarga followed by short A or a soft consonant will go to O. So here, so you're going to see words going to O all the time in Visarga Sandhi. Now say you have a word ending in O followed by, she has a little Mahavakya here, I am Shiva, the hum. Shivo aham. So now, in this case, what is going to happen is that the A, the A is going to actually drop.
Mm.
And sometimes, in some of the scripts, it'll drop and these two will sandhi together. So you have to be ready for that. I've seen it a couple of times. Like, what we're used to seeing is that the A drops and is replaced by a vagraha. That's what you're used to seeing, right? So you would see like this. Muniye annam. where the a drops replaced by avagraha, which means that you it's a silent a, you don't pronounce it.
Muniye
nam. Okay. Similarly, with the o, think of the sargasandhi. So this gives you a little bit more understanding of the sargasandhi. Shivoham. Right? I've always just, when I teach this Visarga-sandhi, I'll teach it like this. Followed by Visarga, followed by soft consonant, or right? The A plus Visarga goes to O. And then I always go something like this, and if it's this, it'll go to Avagraha. That's my little shortcut. Okay, but this is actually what's happening. There's a sandhi that's being applied there. Okay, for everybody? Clear? Now, there's something else. And this is what they're calling an exception here. It's a vibhasha. It's a two ways to do it. This way that they do it is much more common than keeping the full form. Say if I have a word that ends, I cut a in a diphthong, okay? A, O, I, or L. So it's going to end in a diphthong. Followed by, see how she puts this. I believe it's followed by any vowel. It is followed by any vowel. Okay. Let's look at her examples. Like Hare plus Iha. Hare plus Iha. Hare would be what? Oh, Hare. Like followed by Iha. You have two forms. Either what can happen is you can do the regular where the A becomes I in the Ayavasandhi, and you would get Hariya plus Iha. Hariya plus Iha, which would go to Hariyiha. Right? That's one way. You don't see this way that much. What you'll usually see is that yakara dropping, and you'll have, oops, hara iha. Hara iha. Where there's a space there, the yakara has dropped. You see this more frequently than this. When it's two separate words, not within a word, right? But when it's two separate words, it's going to drop. So let's see. Yeah, she has both. See, let's look at the examples here. Hare plus iha. Hare, Hareya plus Iha. So you either get Hare Iha or Hare Iha. Mm. The first way that she has it is more common. Okay. She says, but there's a further optional modification possible. The ya or va at the end of the word now is optionally dropped. Okay. This is not going to be true for here when a follows, and this is its own exception. This is another exception. When it's not an a, when it's an a, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But when it's another vowel except a, that's following any vowel except a, then we have this option. Let's look at the next one. Say if we have Vishnu. Vishnu plus Iha. O becomes of. Vishnu plus Iha. Vishnu Viha. Everybody see it?
Okay, I'm getting very confused with something basic, which is that if A and E, A plus E,
yes,
goes to... Wait, why is the E still there?
That's a good question. When a sandhi has taken, once a sandhi has taken place, it's over.
Right.
You don't have another sandhi on top of that. So there's some instances that are not like that. But for the most part, here, this sandhi, because this is separate, you know there's a sandhi there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If this were to go in sandhi again, then this word would just become the word hara plus iha. So there's a rule. Once the sandhi takes place, you don't re-sandhi after the sandhi has taken place.
No, I'm asking for like when hare plus iha.
Hare plus iha.
When we say that that goes to haraya.
Yeah.
Plus, well, then it shouldn't go to haraya plus iha because e has already been used up in the making of the year. Why is the e still there?
Okay, wait.
There's two.
Here you've got two vowels. This is an option. Harayiha or Harayiha. It's an option, Vibhasha.
No, I'm just not even the... Here? Just the first step.
Haray okay.
plus Iha.
Here you have A plus E.
Right. And A plus E should go to...
To what?
To Aya.
Should go to Ayi. The A plus the E goes to Ayi.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So if we understand that, then this would become... Oops. Harayiha.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now there's an option. There's another rule. There's an option. That option says that the ya of the, this is actually, if I were to break this up, I plus E. A plus E goes to a yi, which is I plus E. Clear?
Yeah.
There is an optional sandhi that the yakara or vakara, mm-hmm. when followed by a dissimilar vowel, it will drop. And that's going to be look like this then, e, and the two vowels now won't come together. You get it?
Yeah.
And also, it's not that the e is being used to make the a aya; it's that the e affects the a and turns it into aya.
So that's right. Yeah, because here you've got an a followed by any vowel. In Sanskrit, two vowels can't come together without going through a sandhi. You know, that's just how it is. Two vowels can't come together. So here you've got two vowels coming together. Mm-hmm. Sandhi is required. So what is the sandhi? The sandhi is called ayava sandhi. Mm-hmm. The ayava sandhi means that the A will optionally change to the corresponding ayava, which would be I, and sandhi with the E. Mm-hmm. And then, as the vibhasha, as the option, the semi-vowel can drop. The yun, the semi-vowel can drop. Right? So far, so good? Okay?
I'll listen. I need to plod through it more.
Yeah, okay.
I was lost about 15 minutes ago. But I'll
okay. I'm going to erase this here. We're going to do the last two examples. If you notice with these two, Hare, A, and O, guna letters. What is the replacement for A when it comes, when it's followed by any vowel? I. What's the replacement for O followed by any vowel? Of. Everybody with me on that? What's the, so then we would have I plus E would be a yi. Of plus E would be a V. Then there's a second option that says you can drop the ya of the that, and it would stay apart like this, hara iha, hara yiha or hara iha, with the same exact thing, with the of Vishnu, O plus the ing vowel becomes of plus e again here in this example. You can drop the vakara, and then these two letters are what are remaining. And E, which would stay separate, okay? Clear? Everybody? Let's look at the vriddhi. She has the example, asmai. That's a beta. Asmai udara. I, for I of a sandhi, what would be?
of plus open,
not of.
Sorry.
Has that been in anybody's mind?
Yeah.
I
plus U.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Look at how she has that there.
So are you would be, the option would be the yakara would draw, and then you'd have the ah and the ooh separate.
See that? So do you see how she has that written there? Asma uttara or asma yutara?
If the yakara drops, what is going to be left is ah. Right? Whereas before, when it's guna, when the yakara drops, it's ah that's going to be left. Here, when the yakara drops, it's going to be ah.
So if you see here, in the vriddhi example, asmai udara, asmai, ay, plus udara, she gets the first dropping the yakara there. Asma udara or asma udara. You know, it's really, I don't know, for your reading, I do see keeping the yakara just on occasion. Mm-hmm. Usually it's always dropped, mm-hmm. right? And unless you're really familiar with this particular sindhi, it can be confusing.
Yeah. Asau. Next example. Asau adityaha. Aditya san. Okay. Au. Of. Yeah, like this. Of. Plus the
okay. So if you look, asal becomes asav plus adityaha. Mm-hmm. Two forms, asav adityaha or asav adityaha. Okay. You know the two of course that come. The one that comes the most frequently is the A followed by any other vowel except because there are so many terminations that end in A. You know, like verbal terminations in dhyatmanepada, and then in the locative singular, and then for E and U ending nouns, muniye, gurave. So the A you're going to run into very frequently.
But then that's straightforward compared to these to recognize, because then you get the A with the avakraha.
No, that's with only a following.
Oh, that's with only a following, right? You're right.
Right. Right. You know, with the a following, we get the avagraha as a little treat for us to make it simple.
Treat.
But these, you have to be really, careful.
Yeah.
You just have to learn it. That's all, and then I know it, and then pretty soon you just know it automatically. Mm. But even for our class, I've never spent time on this thing, so.
This is great.
Yeah. Not something for you to be remembering because I've never really gone into it. Okay, shall we take a little break?
Mm-hmm.
Get some chimes.